I'm going to record. And I want to start with celebrations. So what are we celebrating today? Angela, were you going to say something?
I'm celebrating that my eyes are horribly red and itchy from my allergies, but that's a good thing because it means spring is here.
I was going to say, why are you celebrating that? But that makes sense.
I can't see, but the weather's nice. So,
yeah. Well, you know, silver lining, at least you're positive. I'm celebrating the fact that today was day number two, that I woke up earlier than I normally would and spent time with God, but also spent time really trying to be present in my moment and like impact every single situation that I'm in. Because a lot of times in the morning, like just to be honest with you guys, this is like really raw info about me. So like, I really haven't said this to many people. Like I don't tell people this, but I've always been the mom that like my kids just do everything for themselves. And it's partially really good. Like we've empowered our kids, even Skylar, who's three, like got herself out of the bath yesterday. I like from where I sit in my office, I can see her. Like the bathroom is like right through the door and I can see her. And so I leave the doors open and I sit here and she plays and I sit here and, you know, she doesn't have that much water, so she's safe. But she like got herself out of the bath, turned the light off, drained the bathtub, put her like hood on and her towel and was like getting out. I'm like, you cannot just get yourself out of the bath. Like, just wait a second. So I've always like really trained my kids and like grew them into being like very self-sufficient, but it's also very partially because I just never wanted to do those things. Like we don't make lunch. We don't really make like before I, we don't make breakfast. We don't really make dinner. We don't like my kids do their chores. Like, I don't know. Like we've always just, everyone just kind of does their own stuff. And I've looked at these other moms that were like we camp with this family and she's like, come inside, lunch is ready. I'm like, they didn't even say they were hungry. Like, why are you like, you made them lunch? You like planned for that? Like you knew that like, we don't like nobody says they're hungry. They would just go and like make something. Like they would never even think to ask me like, mom, what's for lunch? Like ever, like that would never even happen in my family. But before I didn't like, I like loved that life. I'm like, I don't want to get up with you for school. Like you're old enough. Like you're responsible enough. You have an alarm clock, wake yourself up, be responsible. Like they did that. My boys did in like fourth, fifth grade, started waking themselves up, getting themselves ready for school going. And even like Sophia. So that's like how I wanted to live because all I was focused on was like success and climbing the corporate ladder. And I didn't have time to do those things because I was busy and I was working so much and it was okay. But then something changed inside of me where I realized like, I really wanted to be that mom, that I would look at those other moms out there that were doing all those things and like feeling bad for them. Like, gosh, like I feel so bad for you that you have to cook dinner every single night. Like that's awful. And then now I'm realizing in this new stage of my life, since like August, when it all hit me and God just told me like, what are you doing? Slow down. What are you doing? And I realized like, I want to be that mom. I like to do those things. The more things I do like that, the more fulfilled I feel. And like the happier I feel, like it feels good to feel like a good mom, you know, like to not just have mom guilt all the time and think like, I should be doing better. And so I've went over this journey since August, really trying to like be more present in the moment. Since January is when I decided like, I'm going to actually start doing things for my kids, like offering to do them just because I want to, like helping them put away the dishes from the dishwasher. Like that's one of their chores. So like, I don't do that because I'm doing something else, but like I'll help them with a chore or I'll like do mom stuff. I intentionally started doing that in January. And the more I would do it, the more I would love it. But then I would get really distracted and I would slowly start to like fall off the bandwagon. And so I just got super focused and today is day two. So it's only day two, but it's crazy that I even started. It's like when you talk about losing weight forever and then you don't actually like start the diet or start working out, you just keep talking about like next week, next month, next week, next month. And then you actually like do it, like all you guys with QFit, and you're like, I can't believe it's been 8 days and I'm at the gym still. Like I'm still eating healthy. I'm still showing up. So it's just a miracle that I started in the first place, but yesterday was the first day. So if you guys know me, you know how much I hate mornings. Like that's why I do these calls. Remember, is to like force me to like get up and like do something productive first thing in the morning. If it wasn't for this, I would probably be in bed till 10 o'clock. Like I hate mornings. And so I started getting up even earlier yesterday before the sun came up. Is my goal is to be up before the sun comes up and be up, spend time listening from God, journaling, setting my intention for the day, looking at my schedule of like, okay, what am I doing today? We're all organized and good. And then once my kids wake up, doing things with them, like making them breakfast. And I prayed with Sophia this morning and blow dried her hair. And like, I was able to do those things. And like, that was so awesome for me to like be in that moment and just realizing like, I had so many good moments this morning so far, because I was aware of them. So many like things happened this morning where I feel like it really just impacted, and I haven't even really been up for that long. So it's like, I want to challenge everyone. Are you just going through the motions of your day of just like, what's next? What's next? What's next? What's next? Like just constantly like rushing from thing to thing, or are you like living in the moment, like in peace? And are you making your schedule slower if you can? Like, I just fill my days with like, okay, we have nothing to do. What can we do that day? And then we plan something and it's like, okay, we can do like fix up things around the house. We can go grocery shopping. We can like, I'll just put all these things in there. But I've tried to now with my schedule, pick a few days where like, we don't have anything to do in the evening. And I'm also not working. Like I'm making the decision. Like last night I was like, after 5 o'clock, like I don't literally have anything to do. We can do whatever we want. And so we went on our side by side and went and like stopped at friends' houses and visited people. And it was so nice to just feel, I kept feeling rushed. And then I would be like, oh, I don't have to do anything. Like we're just in the moment, like just live in the moment. So you're so impactful in someone else's life right now. You could totally just be missing it because you're focused so much on like, what are you doing next? What are you doing next? And so that's what I'm celebrating. It's like a huge breakthrough for me. I've been journaling about it. I have just recently like, excuse me, I've went through like a whole new, like another layer this past Sunday or Saturday. I really felt God telling me to do something and I was putting it off for so long. It was my brand. It was like boldly sharing on social media my beliefs and my views and my passions. And what's been holding me back is fear, because I think like, who do I think I am? Like, are you kidding? Like, oh, like all these people are going to want to listen to me. Like that's one thought. And then the other thought is like, oh, all the people I went to high school with and all of my family members on my husband's side that kind of like roll their eyes thinking about what I do, or I mean, they never have. I guess that's just in my head. That's something that I think that they do. I've never seen them roll their eyes at me. I've never heard them made fun of me. I've never saw a text where they were talking about me. I just assume that they do because they don't really, they're not really wired like me. But it's just all lies in my head and all fears that I have that hold me back from really being the bold person I need to be on social media, like going live and preaching to people and talking into them. And I'm just like, it holds me back because of fear. So I realized fear is like one of the biggest things for me. And so I was finally like obedient and I just did it. I went live on Saturday and I talked about that yesterday. I just said like, this is who I am. If you follow me, here's what to expect. And I was super bold and just like did it. And I knew that that was the first step. And so now I feel like since I took that first step I needed to, now everything's kind of just falling into place. So if you're feeling like, gosh, like when can I just get to that next level and like that next level in life. Like, how can I level up? And you're like, I just like feel like I've been doing the things. Like, when am I going to have a breakthrough? Because a breakthrough happens just in 1 second. Tony Robbins talks about that, that if you decide to quit smoking, it didn't take you 10 years to quit smoking. Like, you decided in 1 second, I'm done. You made a decision in your head that was 100% and you're never going back. So a breakthrough happens just in 1 second. Something clicks a certain way. Someone says something at the certain time. And you just have this aha moment of like, oh my gosh. And then you realize that things are different. So if you're not getting to the breakthrough and you haven't leveled up in a while, then what is that thing that you feel deep in your soul, like in the deepest part of your heart and in your stomach, that you just want to blurt out super fast, but you think of it super fast, but you won't blurt it out because you're nervous. You're like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know. Because then you start thinking like, could I do that? Is it possible? Is it like, you're judging it, but what is that thing that you like want to just blurt out and like do next? Like, what is the next thing that you feel like you have to do? And think about it. Like, what is the next thing that your body is telling you? Like, I have to do this next thing to get to the next level. Maybe it's getting past your fear of getting someone on the phone and recruiting them. Like, that's my fear. Do you guys know that? That is my biggest fear in network marketing. It is like the thing that I push off. And it's the reason why I don't recruit so many people. It literally makes all of my IPAs that I do and all my hard work that I do literally null and void, totally canceled out. Doesn't matter. I'm wasting my time, because when I get someone to a certain spot in queue, I chicken out, I freeze up, I make excuses, and I just let them fall out of the funnel. Because of fear, and I'm so nervous about doing something that doesn't make any sense to me why I would be nervous doing it. But it's the spot that I hate the most. I'll get someone interested. I'll pique their interest. I'll follow up like crazy. I'll send them samples. I'll do whatever I need to do. Once they take a look at this and then they're like, yeah, let's get on the phone. I have questions. I literally am like, we have to talk on the phone. Can't you just sign up? Like, can you just send me some voice messages? Like, I don't want to talk to you. And that's dumb. Like, that's so stupid. Why do I not want to do that? I get on a call every single morning and talk to 30 people live. Like, I train on stage. I am a leader in my church. I love talking on the phone. Why does that freak me out? And it's like, that is the fear, because fear is like, I don't understand what fear is. That's our first thought, is like, I'm just fearful. I'm scared of it. Well, you need to take the fear and then you need to pull it back. Like, I'm going to do today, and I'm going to journal this, because I just had this moment this morning, is the fear is holding me back. And so I'm like, okay, that scares me. I know that I'm afraid of that, but why? And I'm going to journal. I'm going to write down why. And I'm going to journal like as much as I can and just let all my thoughts come out. Not even thinking about them, just like writing as fast as I can. And just like let something come out and see if that helps me to feel better. And then if I can't figure it out on my own, I'm going to go to another leader or mentor and be like, hey, why do you think that this is holding me back? Because I need this to not hold me back anymore. This is the thing that I have to do next. This is like I know if I can get over this, that everything's going to go forward. So what is the thing for you right now? What are you scared of? Are you scared? Is it fear that's holding you back? Or are you just don't know? Like, you don't know what your problem is. You're like, I don't know. I'm here. And let me tell you, if you don't know what's going on right now, you don't know your problem inside of you, what you need to do is put business aside right now, and you need to work on you. And I'm not saying like, you know, quit and don't respond to anyone's messages and stop posting and stop whatever, but maybe like stop doing your IPAs. I know this sounds crazy for me to say this, but maybe like stop doing your IPAs and stop doing like things where you're bringing more people into your circle and spend more time on yourself. spend more time. You would be better off if instead of taking an hour to do your IPAs, if you took an hour to listen to a book and write down little things that pop up into your head when you're listening to it. So I like to listen to my books while I'm doing something. Like today I was making Luke breakfast and I was listening to my book, or I was doing my makeup and my hair and I was listening to my book. So what I do is I carry my journal around with me and I will stop doing what I'm doing and scribble something in there real quick of like, oh yeah, I don't want to forget this. And then I go back to doing what I'm doing. And you would literally get further ahead in your life and feel better and more clarity about what your next move is if you slow down to think about that. Sometimes it's just so fast, like go, 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 go. We're not really taking time to slow down and think like, okay, what do I want my next move to be? Like, what do you even want to do? Like, what do you want to do with Q? Why are you just here? Are you here just to get some customers and ambassadors? Is it just all about the money for you? It has to be deeper than that. But what are you here for? Like, what is that here? You should have such a solid why written down. You should have it written down, typed out, something that is like pages long describing your dream life that you want to have one day. Like, what is your house going to look like? Where are you going to live? How are you going to feel? What are you going to wear? Who's going to be around you? What are the things that you're going to do? What does your morning routine look like? What does your relationship with your husband look like? How do you treat your kids? What kind of time do you have to volunteer to things that matter to you? Who are you impacting in that moment? Like, I can't wait until I'm at a place where I'm impacting young adults. Like, I can't wait. I mean, I can. I don't want my kids to grow up. I'm not rushing that. But I'm so excited for that season of my life to come when we have our dream life and we're doing everything we wanted to do and we're happy and we're content and we're growing and we're flourishing and we know who we are. And I have 17, 18-year-old boys and teenage girls, and I am impacting them and pouring into them and helping them grow into adulthood. Like, I'm excited for that season. So that age is included in my entire, I mean, my kids right now, my boys are 11. They'll be 12 this year. And so I'm thinking in like 5 years, when we have everything we want, it's like I'm involving my older kids into my dream of like how they're becoming adults. So there's people that have done exercises. We've seen Brandon, Marielle, Jada's done a few with our team, where you actually write down what your life is going to be like 5 years from now. Maybe it's the day today in 5 years, or maybe some people pick their birthday. Like, today's my birthday. I'm turning 37. So crazy. The boys are 17. They're about to turn 17 in 5 days. Like, I can't even believe it. I can't believe I'm almost 40. Like, this is literally what I would be writing. And Sophia's 14, Skylar's 11 or 10. And it's so cool to watch them grow up. And today we drove them to school, and it was so nice because after John and I stopped at the local farmer's stand and talked to the farmer, and like, I would go and talk about my life that I want to have. You have to like go there in your head and dream big, because if your dreams aren't so big, what you're doing right now is like, what am I even doing? Like, it doesn't even make sense of what you're doing. Just like someone going to nursing school. We've heard a lot of our nurse friends talk about this. Angela, I'm sure you can relate. Like, going to nursing school was hard, right? Like, was it super hard? Like, you wanted to quit? Like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. Or was it kind of easy for you?
It was definitely hard. It was definitely hard. I, you know, day to day, it was always, and a lot of people feel like this in nursing school, that it's just like, every day you're like, am I going to pass that class? Oh my God, am I going to have to restart? You know, like, constant worry like that. I also was like in the middle, I had just had a baby and I was in the middle of moving at the same time when I started. So it was definitely like, there's probably a couple classes that I shouldn't have passed, but I did. But yeah, I mean, it was one of the hardest things I've ever done.
So your goal was to pass each class. So like going through it, you're probably just like, oh my gosh, if I could just pass this class, like it's going to be all over when this class is done. What if you started nursing school and they never told you where you were going? Like they never said, this is the plan. You're going to take all these classes. They're going to run for 4 months and you're going to take this class and you need to take 30 classes and pass them all and you'll get it. What if you were just in this never ending like worry and studying and you're like, I don't know how much longer I can do this for. Like, this is so hard. But in nursing school, thinking like it's 4 years or, you know, 4 years total, like I got 2 more years to do this, 2 more years, 1 more year, 1 more year. And you're like talking down and there's an end goal. It's something so hard, but you know what the end is. There has to be an end here too. Because if you're just getting up every day and doing IPAs and being frustrated and reaching out to people and getting rejected, you're like, this is so hard. Like, I do not want to do this my whole life. Like, is this what I'm going to just do forever? That's not what it's about. It's about Q is your vehicle to what else you want to do in your life. Like, Q is going to fund financially for you to do whatever it is that you want to do, but it's also going to give you a platform and give you all of these people to do it with. So like, because I have spent a lot of time building up connections and networks of people around me, my whole life, my family has been like this. My mom and dad have like more friends than anyone I know. Like they have so many friends. They're still friends. Like my mom's still friends with all of the girls she went to high school with that were all friends. And they still go on weekend cabin trips every year where there's like 40 of them that go. Like my mom has so many friends and my dad has so many friends too. They're so connected. So because that's how I was raised to just like be friendly and make these connections, it was always so easy for me to get a job. Like it's so easy for us to get jobs because my parents knew people and I knew people and it was just easy because we were well connected. So same thing with this, you're building your network, you're giving value to people. That's going to grow something else. That's going to grow your connections for a different job or a different impact or a different thing you want to do. Or maybe your kids, what, Skylar? Yeah. Oh yeah, come here. Yeah, pull these up. Can you say hi to everybody?
Hi.
Take your Nancy out.
Hi.
Say Mina.
Mina.
April's video is off today. You can't see her. Oh, she's back. See her?
Mina.
Yeah, I have it right there.
What? Yeah, she's right there. Okay. Love you, bye. Okay, close the door, please. Thank you. So just thinking of something that's bigger than you. And if you've been putting this off for a long time, put some time in your schedule today to sit down and write this out. Like really write it out. Talk to your husband about it. Talk to your mom about it. Talk to your friend about it. Really open up and think like, what do I want to do with my life? Like, what was I created to do? What are the passions you have? The talents you have? Like one of my best friends we've been friends since third grade, like best friends since third grade. She is one of the most talented artists I have ever seen in my life. But the girl doesn't do anything anymore because when she was in college and all she wanted to do her whole life is to go to art school, her parents forced her to go to college to be an engineer and she hated every minute of it. And then she went off the deep end while she was there and started just doing all kinds of stuff, ended up getting kicked out of college. Her mom told her, that's a joke. You're never going to make any money with your art. Grow up, get your life together. And so she never drew again after that, besides like doodling, little doodles, like on her kids' papers and stuff, like drawing for them. Does not do anything because of someone told her something about herself. She believed it, and she didn't believe big enough to think like, I don't care, I can do this. And she still doesn't. It's a limiting belief, but that's, I believe that's the thing that gives her real joy. That's the thing that she loves to do. It's like therapy for her. And she would be giving to so many other people. I mean, her life could be so different if she just decided to go for it. But fear holds her back and not believing in herself. So we tell our kids to believe in themselves. Like Lindsay, you would never tell her like, oh, you're never going to be a teacher when you get older. Stop talking like that. Like we wouldn't tell our kids like you couldn't go to nursing school. You'd never make it. Oh, honey, you'd never make it. You're not smart enough. We wouldn't say that to our kids, but why do we say it to ourselves? Gosh, like think of all the negative things we say to ourselves. If you even knew that your kid was thinking that about themselves, you would be so mad. And my son, Luke, when he was going through all his stuff at the beginning of Q, before we found Q and stuff, he would cry and he would say, I'm so stupid. I'm just so stupid. And I would tell him like, don't you dare say that about yourself. And I would get so mad at him for him talking like that about himself because I knew that it wasn't true. I knew that that wasn't true. I knew that he wasn't created to be dumb and none of us are. But we're believing those lies all the time. And some of the lies we're just coming up with ourselves and some of the lies are being spoken into us. So that's why I'm such a huge advocate for positive affirmations, writing down the things of who you actually are and what you're actually going to do and accomplished so that you can read them and say them. So you're focused on those things instead of all the negativity in your head. The only way to quiet the negative thoughts and what you're thinking about is to focus your brain on listening to positive things because you can't do both at the same time. So you just have to like override it. And that's why I'm so obsessed with listening to personal development books. I put it in the Breakfast Club chat yesterday, but I found the way to look at Audible and track your stats. So if you go to like settings and then it's like listen times or whatever it says, and you can see a bar graph of every, you can do it by like the day, the week, the month, and you can see how much time you're listening to your books. So I thought that was really cool. If your goal is to try to listen more, like my goal right now is 2 hours a day. And I did start at like 13 minutes and then it was like 30 minutes. And then yesterday I listened to it for an hour and 15 minutes. And so today I was like, my goal is just to listen to it more than an hour and 15 minutes. And I really think that I can listen for 2 hours every day if I prioritized it and was just super intentional. Imagine being able to get more good information downloaded into your head to counteract the negative things that are going into your head. Because you have a big responsibility. I don't know who needs to hear this, but it's not just you. Like you think like this life, like it's just you, like your life, who are you impacting right now that you have the chance to really impact even more? The better you get at something, the more you're going to be passionate about it and talk about it. So like all you guys on your QFit kick and you're doing the challenge right now, I guarantee you, because you're moving your body and you're eating healthy, that your kids are probably doing or being a little bit more healthy than they were before. Because you're eating healthier. So you're making healthier things. You're saying, no, we're not stopping for donuts because you don't want to eat the donuts. So now your kids aren't eating the donuts either. So it's like a win-win because now they're being healthy. You're like, no, we're not going out to get ice cream. When before you would say yes, because you wanted ice cream. Now you can't have ice cream. So now you're like, no, we're not going to get ice cream. So you're making healthier choices for them too. But anything that you decide to do in life, you're paving the road and the way to be able to do that. Lena says also, if you're strapped for money, you can return the titles and get. Wait, really? You can return the titles and get a different book. Eventually you will be told you have hit the max amount of returns, but you still can call and chat with them and they will return the title and you'll be able to get a new book. Just a thought. Wow. That's so cool. And I saw on Audible yesterday too, like, so it says recommended for you. I think it was like in shop Audible. it said recommended for you. And it was all these other titles of books. And so many, they were all free because they were with my plan. But so many of them, I was like, oh, I want to read this. Like it sounded, they sounded like super good. And so I'm like, oh my, that's why I'm like, I need to read more. I have so many things that I need to get through and so many different books because I'm like becoming obsessed. But yeah, and the exercise at Dive 365. Yeah, that was really awesome. I still have my letter too. That was good that I wrote to myself. And so, oh, I can't wait for the next Dive 365. We have a meeting this week to plan more stuff. So we'll have more info soon. So I'm excited for that. But is anyone else celebrating anything else right now that you want to talk about? Maybe a customer, an ambassador, you've just been consistent with your IPAs. You're starting to see things happen for you when you've been waiting for a while.
I had two people on the call last night and they're both saying they're thinking it over today about signing up, but they're both really hopeful. So, but you inspired me. I'm going to see if I can get them on the phone this afternoon.
Yeah. So I would just message them and say, good morning. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. Do you have like 10 minutes to talk on the phone anytime today? I want to tell you something. And then I would just like tell them about a testimony of someone, like something of someone who reminds them of them, who is going out there and doing something positive. Like, for instance, like this girl that I was just, you know, I've been terrified to get on the phone with. What I need to say to her is, you know what? I really need to get on the phone with you because I need to tell you something that I just realized. So when can we talk? And get on the phone and maybe tell her about placement. Like, hey, so I know that you're really interested in the business right now. You're not really sure what you're going to do, but I totally forgot to tell you that right now where I'm building, if you sign up, my next person, I'm going to sign directly underneath you and I'm going to help you to start build a team. I didn't even think about that. And I know Kalina didn't really mention it last night on the call because it was just kind of confusing, but I just wanted to tell you that because here how we build, it's like, it's a team effort. You're not just in it on your own. Isn't that so cool? And then they'll be like, oh yeah, yeah. And like, anyway, so what are you thinking? What's like holding you back right now? Or do you have more questions and do you have more time to think, or are you ready to get signed up? And just doing that. Just to have like an excuse to get them on the phone. But my pastor at my church said something on Sunday that I was like, oh my gosh, this is so true. He was talking about, we had a guest pastor and we were talking about relationships and he was talking about Facebook relationships versus in-person relationships. And he said, there's a reason why more people don't just get married from having an online relationship only. Why eventually after your online relationship has taken so far, you're like, can we meet up? Right, Lena? Like, you're like, can we meet up? Can we like, can I see you in real life? Like, can I? Because you need to see someone in real life. You need to talk to them on the phone. Imagine Lena, if you guys never even talked on the phone, if all you did was send texts back and forth to each other, it's like you wouldn't really even know him. Like just texting? Like, is that how we're trying to partner up with business partners? Like John is about to do this really big deal with his partner right now. And they're buying like all these businesses and they have this whole huge plan. And it's like, it's crazy what they're doing. And he not once has just texted to build the relationship with his partner. He is like constantly on the phone with him or they're meeting up. And I keep telling him, I'm like, why do you have to go meet up with him again? Can't you guys just talk on the phone? Like, why do you have to go there? And he's like, because we're about to sign this $1 million deal. Like, I want to get to know him even more. I want to keep seeing him. And it makes so much sense. It's like, if we're trying to do this $1 million business, we're doing Q, we're trying to be successful, we're trying to do all this, we have to get people on the phone. We have to get people on Zoom. We have to get people face to face so that they can trust us. You're never going to build a deep enough relationship of trust when you haven't seen or heard someone's voice on the phone. I don't think I would have signed up with Kristen if I didn't get on the phone with her. To be honest, she had been texting me and I kind of had been blowing her off. And that's really all I was doing, was just like blowing her off, blowing her off, blowing her off. And then she was like, hey, call me today. I need to talk to you. And so I was like, okay. And I called her, like, because she told me that. And that's really why I think I signed up. It's because I got on the phone with her. Crystal said she has had 3 people on the call last night. Oh my gosh, that is a huge celebration. Hoping to have 7 tonight. And I've done the IPA for the last 3 weeks and I'm sticking to it, even though I mean, it's usually way past my bedtime when I'm submitting it. Oh, that's so good, Crystal. That's awesome to be able to just fit it in and be able to do it. And obviously doing those IPA sheets consistently are really starting to pay off with having potentially 7 people on tonight. That's so cool. Oh my gosh. That's awesome. Do you have all of them getting on and they know about the giveaways that we're doing, the spring incentive? Is that how you think you were able to get so many people on?
Yeah, that was, they responded to the post or I sent the messages to them. And I think I sent out like 65 messages yesterday once we got that spring incentive. And so 3 was able to get on last night. I have about 7 or more tonight and I think 2 for tomorrow, but...
Oh my gosh. What did your message say?
I can't remember. I can send it to you. It was, if you could have a chance to win, I got it from Kate. Uh-huh. If you could get a chance to win this, this, and this, would you like to try? And then if they say yes or no, because I've had some people say no to that. I'm like, really? Like, why would you say no to an opportunity to win one of those?
Yeah.
But I've had about 6 or 7 of them.
Yeah.
And so then I just let them know that they have to watch the live and the times that they are this week and that they have to do a questionnaire after. And so I send them the link and they watch it. And then once they're finished, then I send them the questionnaire. So I know that they have watched it.
Good. Oh my gosh. So simple. Just so easy to send the message.
Yep.
That's good. Has anyone, did anyone else make a post yesterday or something in your story or maybe messaged the people on the fence and told them about the spring incentive and they want to share kind of what they did and how it worked for them? I didn't message any of my people yesterday like I told myself I was going to, but it was good because I really needed to take like an organizing day and like plan out what I'm doing for the rest of the week. So I'm feeling really good about it. And so I have a lot of stuff to do today and tomorrow to catch up. Anyone? No one posted about it?
I did. I did the which one would you choose if you had a chance to win, and I'm not using it right now to invite people. It's kind of just because this is going for 15 weeks. I figured it out yesterday. It's 15 weeks, so it's kind of a interest getter right now to gain interest in like following along.
Yeah.
Next week I plan to be like, I already have this many entries. Who wants to get an entry with me? And just kind of like drag it out a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I had 2 people that said they were getting on last night, but they didn't. But I figure instead of just pulling all the interest right away, you know, spread it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. And we talked before about like repetition when people see something so many times, then they're finally like, okay, what is this Peloton thing that she's doing? You know, you like see it over and over and over and over. So I think that that's a good idea. I was even thinking about making a post where I would, which I guess I would have to think, but maybe make like a story or, April, did you mean to unmute? Were you going to say something?
Nope. You're in my pocket.
Oh, okay. I muted you. I just didn't want to mute you if you like unmuted to talk. But to your point, Lena, like putting something in your stories, maybe like every time you get someone who entered, like another person entered, like one more, you know, like someone entered the give this giveaway and like show a picture or something. So it can kind of like always like keep being the same thing. And you're shouting out every single time somebody watches it, like 3 more people join my entry tonight. 7 more people are joining my entry tonight. Like who wants or joining my giveaway tonight? Who wants an entry? And why we put on that template sheet that Kristen made the person's name. And then when you like invited them and then all those boxes for follow-up, because we're assuming that people are going to say, oh yeah, sure, I'll hop on. And then they won't. So then you can follow up again and be like, hey, I don't know if you had a chance to, you know, hop on, but if not, we have another one coming up tonight. And then we'll really learn as we keep going and as we do this of what's working and what's not. I definitely am going to add into my message of like, not, I'm not just going to say like, do you want a chance to win this, this, or this? All you have to do is just watch a video real quick or like get on a live call. I want to like talk a little bit more about what we're going to talk about on the call, because I don't just want people also just like getting on and being like, oh my gosh, this is so dumb. Like what a waste of time, or like just not even caring about any of it. I want to make sure they're like the right people, and I want them like excited to get on the call. And then the solidifying, like the closure of them actually getting on is because they want to win one of these things. So saying like, maybe to people on the fence, like, hey, I know you've been interested in what we do and you've gotten on a call before, but I really think that these products are going to totally change your life, your son's life, or I really think that this business is going to just be awesome for you guys. And we're actually doing this giveaway right now. And if you got on another call and listened, and then make it about the person presenting. My friend Amanda's presenting tonight and her story is just like so incredible. And I really think you would relate to her just by getting on and listening again. I know, like I said, you already listened to another one, but it's going to be a little bit different because it's a different person and like our products have changed a little. But if you get on, you'll actually be able to enter into our contest to win a Peloton bike, a Lululemon mirror, or a $1,500 Amazon gift card. So what do you say? Like you owe it to yourself and family to at least try these out, at least get on the call tonight and just really just listen. And maybe you decide to join, maybe not, but hey, at least you get to be entered into my contest. Like I'm going to really try to sell them on the person and the products and my belief in them. And then just use that as like the end game of getting them on. Because I'm hoping that more people will actually get on. So I'm going to target my like on the fence list first. Oh, the school's calling me, whatever. So I'm going to not answering it. Skylar has my phone. She probably answered it. She's probably talking to them. But yeah, there's so many things that we're going to be able to do with this. So as you're doing things and you're, you know, you're experimenting and you're trying out different things, keep us in the loop of what's working and what you're doing and what you're saying and stuff like that. You can put it in the Breakfast Club chat throughout the week as things come up, or if you're in the IPA challenge chat and you can talk about in there what you're doing. That's really where like the real success I think is going to come from this, is everyone trying out their own things and then coming together and saying, this is what worked the best. Cause the goal is to invite like the least amount of people and get the most amount of people on. So like having that gap super close of like, oh, I invited 20, 18 got on. Not I invited 200 and we got 20 on. Like I would rather invite 20 and get 18 on. Or even just 50%, like invite 20, get 10, instead of invite 20, get 1. So we need to figure out how to close that gap as much as we can to work smarter, not harder. And I really just think it's trial and error And I love your idea of like really like putting together a plan and drawing it out like as much as possible and continuing to post about it. Yeah, that's so good. What about anybody else?
Taryn.
Yeah.
I would love to read you this text that the girl sent me. And I mean, I'm going to call her, but I mean, for everybody, I would love to hear your thoughts. And can I read it too? I'm sure it'd be like learning for all of us.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So this is what she said. Okay. I'm so super pumped on this and its potential, but I think what I want to do is take a couple of days and talk to a few friends to gauge interest. Then either sign up to sell or just grab a bottle of hemp oil and the kids' vitamins.
Okay. So send a voice message at that moment. And I would say, oh my God, girl, if you weren't scared to join, I would think that you were a freak. So don't worry. How you feel is like totally normal. Most people do not think that they know anybody. They don't think that anyone would join them. Like, I was so scared. I know exactly how you feel. That's how I felt when I joined. But what I found is that my mentor, Taryn, she was able to help me so much in like all the training. You totally have to meet her because I knew nothing coming into this, like literally nothing. I'd never done anything like this before. I was so nervous. And because Taryn has a system, and she's done this before, like we teach you every single thing you need to know. Let me just grab her because I want her to share her story because it's really inspiring too. So hang on 1 second, put me in a three-way with her. Taryn, this is my friend so-and-so. Oh my gosh, she is so pumped and I am so pumped for her. She was on Kalina's call last night. She is so excited, but she's kind of nervous that she doesn't know anyone or know if anyone would be interested. And I told her that that was like exactly how I was. So-and-so, this is Taryn. She's my mentor. She sits on the highest board of advisors. She has 6 years of experience in network marketing. She's a six-figure earner. She like trains on our stage. She's like a huge deal, but she's also super sweet. She's my friend. We hang out. We live in the same town and we get together every Thursday and she coaches and mentors me and everything like that. So anyway, Taryn, can you just tell her a little bit about your story and just like assure her that like it's okay she doesn't have experience and tell her what you told me. And then you sit back and you don't say anything. And I come in and I say, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I thank you for introducing us, April. And then I just take it over from there. So that's the system. You use feel, felt, found. I know exactly how you feel. That's how I felt. Here's what I found. That extinguishes their doubts and their fears right there. That's like your extinguisher to put out the fire. Everyone is going to think about what we just talked about at the beginning of this call. We our gut feeling says like, yes, let's do it. Like, yes, let's do it. And then our other thought is like, but what if we fail? What if we don't know anybody? What if we're rejected? What if we do? What do we? And then you're like freaking out. And then you're like, yeah, I don't know. I need to think about it. I'm not sure. I'm like instantly, like that's what we do with anything, because all that is that's coming out in her is fear and doubt and worry. Not thinking that she's good enough, not thinking that she could be successful. And so we want to relate to them and extinguish their fears by using feel, felt, found. And then in the system, the very next thing after you pique their interest is you expose them. After they're exposed, it's three-way. So by you calling her right now, and if you're like, okay, I'm going to call her today, by you calling her, you're no longer following the system. Because if you were going to call her, you should have called her before she got on an opportunity call to pique her interest. Hey, listen, I've been thinking about you. What are you doing tonight at 9? That's like the best time to call someone, is to get their interest piqued, to get them on a call after they're excited. If you were to call her right now, you could either talk her out of wanting to join by talking too much. She's fearful of, oh my gosh, what now? And if you just keep like hyping her up and getting her excited, I mean, you're really good at that. So maybe she would sign up, but always think of the system. The system is to now you extinguish her fear by feel, felt, found. You say, oh my gosh, you know who you need to meet? That's my favorite line. Oh my gosh, do you know who you need to meet right now? And then go into the three-way. So then letting me edify you in the message. Oh my gosh, April, gosh, I'm so glad you brought her to me. April is just awesome. Like joining her team, like she is one of the most coachable people I know. She's always consistent. She shows up. She goes to every convention. I can like edify April as a leader now of, gosh, you would be lucky to join April's team and work with April that way. Well, April edifies me, shows this girl real life how you don't have to have experience. You don't have to know what you're doing, but we're going to show you how to be successful. And April is literally living proof. And so are all of you guys because you're following the system. Like you're just following the system. So get her in a three-way with me. And I will close out the rest of it of getting her excited, squashing her fear. Then April, all you have to do in the three-way message is like, oh my gosh, this gets me so excited. Like you just be my hype girl. Like as I say things, like you just like get excited too, where I'm like, yeah, honestly, you would be awesome at this. I looked at your Facebook and you already have a brand. You already look like you know how to post. Like, I think you're crazy if you don't sign up. Like April is such a good leader and where she's building right now. And it's the end of the month. Like it's the best time to join because this is where all the people are like coming out and she's doing all her follow-up to get all these people off the fence. And like, literally they're going to be on your team. So she's going to be building this thing with you. And April is going to be a platinum ambassador, which means one of her legs on her team needs to be at least 40,000 volume. Right now it's at 2,000, 5,000, whatever it's at. Right now it's at 5,000. And we're going to have to double it to get April, or not double it. We're going to have to times 10 it to get to where she needs to be. And all that volume could be underneath you when you sign up. Like talk about mind blown. Oh my gosh. Like that's 40,000 volume underneath you. Like, that's crazy. Like you could be a platinum leader here. You could be making six figures a year. And now I can talk to this girl from a different point because one, I'm not intimidated by her because I don't know her. So I'm very bold and I can just say things how they are. And number two, I can talk about April and build her up in ways that she can't talk about herself. Nobody wants to hear you talk about how amazing you are. Like, but if someone else talks about it, then that's great. Then it's validation. So the system is there for a reason because it works. This is what Jake and Sarah have found is like the secret sauce to network marketing. This isn't just like Kristen put together step-by-step instructions of like how you should sign up an ambassador so you don't forget. This is like, these are the best things to do at the best times to get the best percentages and work as smart as you can and not as hard as you can. And this has all been tested and it's all been moved around. And so this is why it's the system. So when in doubt, go back to the system of, okay, what should I do now? Because this is even really good. I'm glad that you said this because this is good for me because my girl, Marie, who I've been terrified to talk to, she's already watched two opportunity calls because after the first one, she wanted to get on the phone. And I was like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. What are you doing tonight? My friend Ashley's doing the call. It's going to be totally different. And I like sold her on Ashley, got her on another call. And now she's like, okay, can we talk on the phone? I have some questions. So like, why am I still like, do you want to watch another call? How about now? You want to get on another call? Because of fear, because I'm nervous to just talk to her when I shouldn't even be talking to her. I should get Kristen. And get Kristen to come in and help me. I need to be like, I mean, at this point, I need to talk to her now and answer her questions. But what I need to do is just answer her questions and then be like, hey, you know who you need to talk to? My friend, Kristen. And talk to her that way, just to go towards the system. So I'm sure that answered your question. And any other question you could possibly have around the subject. So you should be like crystal clear right now of exactly what you need to do. Were you going to say something?
I was thinking about it, but then now it's 10 and I didn't want to keep everybody longer. It was just a different situation.
Oh,
but okay.
You can ask. They can get off.
Okay. It's like, it's like a different person. It's a top leader at a different company and it's like a makeup company. And like, she loves the products. She loves like everything. And then when I asked her, like, she wants to know if we do like affiliate stuff. And I was like, just explained how, what we do have, which is preferred customer versus ambassador, and why we have it that way and stuff. And she went on to say how niche she thinks that our company is. And I feel like it's like the furthest away from being any sort of niche. And so like I was explaining that to her, but I don't know. I don't really, maybe I just have to send you the screenshots of what she said, but she like really wants to be like an affiliate and like refer people, but she doesn't want to leave her company and she can't be in two at the same time.
Yeah. So what I would do is I would let her do that. I would totally let her do that. Sorry, I was reading the chat. Lena's like, Lolo's losing her mind over here. Bye guys. She had to get off. So that's like exactly what's happening right now with my girlfriend, Modair. But it's actually me being the affiliate for her in a way, not even realizing it. So I built this relationship with her intentionally because I loved her vibe. I loved who she was. We were very much in common and I wanted to get close to her to get her to slowly come over to my team. And so I thought of like any excuse to message her and talk to her. And then I got on the phone with her and talked to her about how she started out being a life coach and like what steps she took. Cause I told her that that's something that I want to do. And I was like, I just like, how did you? And then I just asked her like a bunch of questions, like, cause you need to know more about these people. That's really like what it boils down to is like, you need more information about her. Because again, you can't decide if you want to marry someone if you just talk to them on Messenger and have screenshots. So we need to know more. Like, I always ask people, like, go ahead.
She would be like so perfect here. Like her son has like Asperger's, like she has mental health issues. Like her mom has mental health issues. Like somebody in her family committed suicide. I mean, she's like the poster child for like mental health and even talks about it with her brand. She just feels like people, I don't know, like people can't afford it or something. Like the people that need it can't afford it. And I'm like, she is like so twisted. If she would just listen for like 5 seconds. No, she just won't. But she tried the products. She bought the products. She's a preferred customer now. Oh, it's so frustrating.
I sent her a voice message because the next step in the system is to get her exposed. She already tried the product. So using this contest as a way to get her on it. And what I would do for her is I would say, hey, do you have like 5 or 10 minutes to talk to me on the phone today? There's something super exciting I want to tell you. And something I thought about too with our affiliate program. Or what you asked about being an affiliate. Can you call me today? And then get on the phone with her. And you want to learn, like your whole goal on this phone call is just to learn as much as you can about her. People love talking about themselves. So I would start with, you know, small talk like, hey, how are you? How's your day? Anything she mentions about her day, ask her about it. Like, oh gosh, it's good. Like my kids are at school now. So like now it's good. Like, oh, how old are your kids? Or are they in school full time now? Or what is it with COVID? Or if she's like, oh, I just got back from getting my nails done. Like, oh my gosh, what color did you pick? And I like just making conversation about whatever they say. And you need to know, like, maybe even write down on a piece of paper while you're talking to her on the phone so that you can kind of fill in the blanks. But like, why, like, what is her why? Like, why did she join network marketing in the first place? I always ask people, like, how did you get started in network marketing? And then I listen to their story. Like, how did they get started? What needs did they have to be met? What were they really looking for? Because you needed to know why they're here in the first place, why you're here. Oh, well, my husband got really sick and lost his job. Like, you need to know, because that is what you're going to use as your arrows to like bring this girl over of like, these are my like things. Like, oh, you joined because your husband got sick. You needed something more secure and you needed to make money taking care of him. Like, perfect. I'll remember that. And I'll put that in my arrow quiver pack, whatever, to be able to pull that out later to use that to get you to sign up. So asking them why they're here, you need to know what color personality she is. You need to know what her end goal is. Like, end game, what do you want to do? What is like your ultimate big scary picture? Because you also need to think too, in what areas of her life are you going to be able to impact? So if she's like, if you're like, what's your end goal? Like, if you could do anything in the world, what do you want to do? If she's like, oh gosh, I don't know. Then you know that you're already a bigger thinker than she is. So you're going to be able to like pull out that vision of her and help her live a bigger, greater life than she is right now. Like, you're trying to judge, I guess really what I'm trying to judge when I talk to people is like, where are we at compared to each other? Like, if you had to label me like step like 1 through 20 on like the levels of life of where I am, like belief and confidence and business experience and sales abilities. And if you were just like rating me overall, like who I am as a person, I need to know, like, if I'm a 10 out of 20, I'm trying to figure out where this girl is, because if she's below me in levels, then I have influence over her and I can talk to her differently than if she had influence over me. So the second I find out, I'm really like looking for people's like, I'm really like asking questions to see, like, I'm trying to figure you out. Like, do I have more influence than you? Like, do you intimidate me or do you not? And if somebody doesn't, then I just start speaking life into them where I'm like, listen, and it doesn't mean that I'm better than them, because when I got Ashley Cheetah on the phone, I was terrified. That girl had so much influence and I had watched her on social media and I just like was like literally like starstruck when I started talking to her, because I'd followed her so long and she was this like online image that I always like looked up to. And so when I talked to her, I was terrified. But when I started asking her questions and I asked her, I said, Ashley, bottom line is this, do you feel like where you are right now in your life, that your soul is set on fire for the passions that you have in your heart of what you're supposed to do? Do you feel like that? And she said, no. And I knew at that moment that like my job was to pour life into her. I knew my belief in what I wanted to do was higher than hers. And I had influence over her in that section. So I told her, I said, then the bottom line, the question isn't, should you leave your current company or not? The question is, what are you going to do? Because you need to leave. It's not about, do you leave and come? The question now is like, do you leave and come to Q, or do you leave and do something else? Like, you can't stay where you are. That you know that you're not supposed to be there. You know you don't feel in alignment. That is not where you're meant to be. But let's look at what else you're meant to be. And I just poured that into her, because I was like, it's not about if she joins me. Like, now I care about her as a human, like trying to just help a friend through a hard time. And I could sense her like insecurities and her fear. And I just spoke into those things. So getting someone on the phone and talking to them and then asking those questions, so you know, like where they level at. And if you have influence over them, speak life into those areas of doubt to show them that you're their mentor that can take them to the next level. Because that's why I joined Kristen, because I knew that Kristen could get me to the next level. Now, if she has influence over you, like this girl who I'm about to talk to, I really feel like she has influence over me. I know what kind of job she used to have, and she was like a big wig in this company. And so she intimidates me. but I don't know that for sure. So I need to get her on the phone and just ask her questions and find the areas that I can pour into her. Now, if she does happen to have more influence than me and be a higher level, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer her questions as simply as I can. And I'm going to say, you know who you need to talk to? My friend, Kristen. She reminds me so much of you. Like, you guys are on another level. I'm just like a baby in this industry compared to you guys. Like, Kristen is a top, and I would just edify the crap out of Kristen. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold myself accountable to you guys. I am going to call Marie today. I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to stop making excuses and stop blowing her off. And I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it scared. And I know that that's what I need to do, because that's what I need to do. So connect them to a higher level of leader if you need to use that person's influence to get them in. But we need to know more things about her and then pour into her and talk to her. And then for her specifically, she can come, like, yeah, you can join. You can join Q. The only thing in your company that says that you can't do is if you have the same products, you're not allowed to, it says technically you're not allowed to join another network marketing company. But if she joins Q as an ambassador and gets her spot, it's $40, gets her spot, then it, as she, not, like, she's not going to post about Q. You're not going to launch her. You're not going to, you know, scare her because she's not ready. But it's like you slowly boil the water and they don't realize that they're being boiled. Like, you know, like, oh, okay. Like, we're going to just be like, hey, oh my gosh, what I didn't even realize. So I was talking to my mentor. She told me that this was a similar situation that happened with them. You can sign up here and then you're just not going to like post about that you're an ambassador or anything like that. And I'm never going to post that you're an ambassador. You know, I won't tell anybody. And you'll join. And then as it naturally comes up in conversation and you want to refer people back to us, we'll put them there. Because what I'll also do is I'm going to start building a team underneath you. And, you know, maybe we can actually even build it up where you're earning free products and getting like a couple $100 a month. Like, hey, who knows? But Taryn said that this is something similar, like this happened in her team and it worked out super well. And so, I'm actually doing that with my Modera girl. Is I bought collagen from her and I loved it. I absolutely love it. And I've just been naturally talking to people about it that are talking to me about collagen. Like my mom and sister were talking about collagen. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have someone, you, a girl, listen, and I connected them in a three-way. And then I had another person message me and say, where'd you get your collagen? And I was like, oh, here, talk to Jess. And then Jess sent me a message and she was like, hey, I used your affiliate link and you now have $20 off your next purchase. And then I saw like another notification that another person joined under my affiliate link. And I was like, oh, who's this? I didn't send out a link or anything. She's like, oh no, I'm just going to sign some customers under you to help you out. And so I know what she's doing. You know, she's like trying to warm me up, which is fine. I'm like, yeah, I'll send people to you all day for collagen. Like, I don't care because we don't have collagen right now. So that's fine, but we're also building this connection. And I mean, who knows if this girl especially has like a deep story about her mental health and needing this and all of that, like this could be a really slow process where you're loving on her, you're pouring into her, you're breathing life into her, you're offering books. You're like, oh my gosh, what are you doing this weekend? We should hop on Zoom. We should, you know, you're doing whatever and you're slowly just warming up and helping her more and more and more. Like, she'll realize, wait, there's more support, love, respect, and help over here than it is over here. It's just more calm and organized and focused in a system. And over here is chaos and I have no support and I have no help. And you're like, oh, well, and then you just constantly are like planting seeds of doubt and being like, oh, well, what does your mentor say? And like, oh, what kind of social media training do you guys do? And when's the last time that you, like when you go to conventions, are you able to like meet the president and like talk to him and stuff? And do they have like a private cabin or a retreat that they pay for you to go on? And you just kind of like keep talking about how much better our company is and by asking them questions, knowing her answers. And then over time, she's going to see like, this is a better option than what I'm doing now. And she'll switch eventually. Like, how would you not? You totally would. But by seeing what we have here at Q, I mean, you will switch. And especially because we just are better. We just have it. Like, the stuff in our company is just proven. Like, we figured it out.
I feel like Q is just like this never ending onion. Like, we just keep pulling back the layers, and I just love it more. Like, just when I don't think I can love it anymore, I'm at convention, look to my right and see Mark Wilson at the table, and he's like taking notes. Like, I'm like, this place is like unbelievable. It's like Disneyland.
It really is. Gosh, I love it. It's awesome. Okay, I'm gonna let you guys go. I hope that helps. Sometimes like that coaching can help, hearing other people's stuff. Remember, follow your systems. Do your bold things, write down the things that scare you, get over your fears. They're only holding you back. Fear is not from God. Fear is not from God. Like, you did not have any fear in you. That was, you're born with. So remember that. So have an awesome day. I love you guys. And tonight we have Amanda Cramey's call at 9 o'clock Eastern on Kristen Zoom. So see you later. Bye.